Good morning, Bloomington. This is Teletoons with Megan Clough on WRUX B-Side Internet Radio. If you remember, last week we said today we were going to do kind of something different, kind of switch it up. We are doing Battle of the Shows.
Ow, ow, ow! Chloe has picked to pitch me on Steven Universe, and I have picked Julie and the Phantoms.
So we're each gonna play a couple songs from these shows. And I guess, are we going to choose a winner at the end? Are we, like, it's battle. Like, I feel like
I don't know. Wow, we didn't think about that. I don't know. Is it, like, I guess the winner is one who's, like, sold the other on a show.
Yeah. I'm very easily persuaded, so you might win.
I'm very easily, not easily persuaded.
Oh. You might have a leg up because...
Megan
dislikes Steven Universe. I've actually always wanted to watch Julie and the Phantom.
Yeah, so I'm cheating, totally.
But whoops. I am going to convince you. So we're going to start off with my show. I'm going to talk about Steven Universe a little bit. And this first song, I feel like hopefully we'll try and convince Megan because I feel like it's kind of stuff you like. It's a little like 80s rock inspired.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite songs from the show. So this is by like the Steven Universe ensemble, and this is What Can I Do For You?
What can I do for you? What can I do that no one else can do? What can I do for you? What can I do for you?
Human man, you are so much fun. I hadn't planned on finding you quite this entertaining. I like your band and I like your song. I like the way human beings play. I like playing along. Oh, oh, oh.
What can I do for you? What can I do that no one else can do? What can I do for you? What can I do for you?
That was What Can I Do For You from Steven Universe.
I really liked that song.
See?
I'm already not doing great.
See, I knew you would like
it. Yeah, you knew. So, in Steven Universe, what are some of the... Like, first of all, what's the plot?
Yeah. Because
that's something I've never grasped.
So, okay, wait. I just want to know, how much do you know about the show, and how many episodes have you, like, seen?
I couldn't tell you how many episodes I've seen. My brother watched it for a while, and I would, like, walk in the living room a little bit.
Okay.
And I'd see what was on screen, and I heard the stupid theme song. Ugh, that's what I didn't like, is the theme song.
Song is annoying.
His voice. Steven Universe's voice.
That's kind of fair, I'm not gonna lie. As he grows up and like the show goes on and his voice gets like a little deeper, it is a little more bearable, I will say.
Okay.
But like, so the first two seasons, I will say, are a little rough.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of the shows that like it gets a lot better when you watch it.
Yeah.
But I understand that's not for everybody. So to explain the plot, Steven Universe is basically about these mythical aliens, kind of like magical aliens. Like, I wouldn't say
I like really aliens.
Sci-fi-y, but they're called gems. And what they are is basically like a physical embodiment of a gem. So like a pearl, an amethyst, a rose quartz. Oh. And their personalities and their magical powers all kind of correlate. So like Pearl is very dainty, very proper. She has like this like silver like spear thing and stuff like that. And so Steven is half human, half gem, because his mom, Rose Quartz, the leader of the Crystal Gems, decided that she wanted to have a child after she fell in love with a human.
Aww.
So she had to give up her physical form to have Steven, who is now a part of the Crystal Gems, and he's just living in Beach City with his gem and human friends and trying to figure stuff out. He's just trying to figure out how to be half gem, half human.
Okay. That's cute.
It is cute.
I like that.
So this next song is dedicated to Steven, the main character, because his whole thing is he just really loves the earth and wants to protect the earth. So this is Boys Will Be Bugs by Cave Town.
I'm a dumb teen boy. I eat sticks and rocks and mud. I don't care about the government, and I really need a hug. I feel stupid, ugly. Pretend it doesn't bother me. I'm not very strong, but I'll fuck you up if you're mean to bugs. With you, I really like your spotty sweater. Ladybugs are girls, how do you make kids together? What's it like in a female world? I bet it's just so much better. I just turned 14, and I think this year I'm gonna be mean. Don't mess with me, I'm a big boy now, and I'm very scary. I punch my wall, stay out at night. Teen boy, all I wanna do is quit. My mom told me that she's worried, and I couldn't give a shit. I have friends who understand me. Their names are Spider, Beetle, Bee. They don't say much, but they've always listened to me. Boys at school think it's cool to hate your parents, but they're lying all the time. The bugs advise that I should let them. If you wanna cry, make sure that they never see it. Even better yet, block it out and never feel it. I just turned 14, and I think I know everything. Don't mess with me, I'm a big boy now. Cause I won't reply, I wanna make you cry. Ain't that how it's supposed to be?
That was Boys Will Be Bugs by Cave Town. I do apologize for the language on this song. He's just an angsty, teenage boy. But Steven Universe is a kid's show, so there's actually not any language in the show like that. We both picked kind of kids shows that are also kind of musical shows.
Yes.
So there's a mix of songs that I picked like from the show, because the show has a really good soundtrack, I think. Like there's a lot of really talented people who work on it, I think. But yeah, do you have any questions, like anything you want to know about Steven Universe?
I'm trying to think of specifics. Like who do you think you are in the show?
Okay, so the three crystal gems, I'll explain.
Okay, yeah, walk me through.
So the three crystal gems are Amethyst, Garnet, and Pearl. I think I'm Amethyst.
Amethyst,
okay. Her whole thing was that she was made on Earth. So the crystal gems are from space, right? Amethyst was made on Earth. She lived on Earth. She's never known anything but Earth. So the gems kind of get mad at her because she's kind of has a lot of human traits. She's kind of unruly. She's very messy. She's like very loud, very like clumsy. Like she likes to go to like rock shows and eat food and do all this like human stuff that like the gems don't really like align with. But I love her. So like they say she's like a little immature sometimes, but I think she matures a lot throughout the show. So this song is actually dedicated to Amethyst, my queen. This is Airhead by Honey Revenge.
Damn, I'm such an airhead, no strength in my spine. With the best intentions, I can't make it right. Take it to the extreme, yeah. I don't think I'm just acting impulsively. Running too fast, but with two left feet. Tell me what you had, I don't know what that means. Every thought I have, screaming, oh god. Damn, I'm such an airhead. No strength in my spine. With the best intentions, I can't make it right. Man, I'm really brain dead. I don't see the signs. I'm stupid, I'm unconscious. Do I?
That was Airhead by Honey Revenge. I think that song very sums up Amethyst. I am going to talk about the other characters a little bit more, kind of explain the show a little bit more. So I talked about Amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we have Pearl, who is kind of very much like a mother figure to Steven.
Okay.
So they all, like, Steven lives with the Crystal Gems. He has, like, a really good relationship with his father. But when he turned 14, basically, he went to, like, go live with the Crystal Gems to be kind of trained to be a gem and, like, know how to use his magical powers and all this stuff. And they get into some wacky adventures.
Wacky adventures. Funny antics.
So Pearl's kind of his mother figure. She was, like, his mom's, like, right-hand woman in the past. And then Garnet is, like, kind of the new leader of the Crystal Gems after Rose Quartz is no longer with them. And she is a baddie. We love her so much. She's a queen. She's just very, she's very strong. She's very powerful. She's very calm, cool, and collected. And then, obviously, I talked about Amethyst, who she was made on Earth and joined the Crystal Gems after. So the Crystal Gems are actually a rebellion because they rebelled against their home planet, which they refer to as Homeworld. Really creative name.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So you don't know, like, what the actual, it's not like it's named Homeworld?
Because essentially, so there's these diamonds, white diamond, blue diamond, yellow diamond, and pink diamond, who rule Homeworld, and they kind of, their goal is to kind of conquer the galaxy. So what they do is they take planets and colonize them and like use them to like create their armies and use all their resources, and then they will just leave like the planets for like dead, essentially. So
that is rude.
Pink Diamond attempted to colonize Earth, and Rose Quartz, if you know the show, you're gonna, but yeah, there's a plot twist. There's a plot twist.
Okay.
But Rose Quartz was like, nuh-uh, you're not gonna colonize Earth. There's life here, there's planets, there's plants, there's animals, there's bugs.
Like, cute. There's bugs. Oh, that's so cute.
So she stood up to Homeworld and led this rebellion to save the planet Earth, and it was successful for the most part. And so she ended up then living on Earth with her band of thieves, the Crystal Gems, and then several centuries later, because they're immortal, the gems are immortal.
Okay.
She decided to have Steven, and so now he kind of has this, like, legacy that he kind of has to, like, live up to of his mom. And, like, all the...
So much pressure.
The Homeworld diamonds are after him because it's, like, he's the one who, like, led the rebellion. Even though it's not him, it was his mom. And, yeah, there's a lot of plot twists. There's a lot of lore. Like, thousands of years of lore. And that's what I really love about the show.
The lore.
Yeah.
I like that. I like... That's what gets me into a show where I'm like, oh, like the meanings behind things, the things that you don't really see. Mm-hmm. I love thinking about those. Which I know is so geeky and nerdy, but I love it.
No, I'm a nerd about this show. Because I would say for like the first two seasons, it's like they kind of slowly reveal like, okay, this is how the gems work. This is how their magic works. Steven's discovering his powers. And it's like very silly goofy. But then I would say, like, around season 3, it starts to really pick up, and you're like, oh, this is serious, like, oh, you know? But there is a moment in season 1, which I would say the show definitely gets more intense, and I think this is kind of what drew me into it. It kind of blew my mind. So Garnet, who I talked about previously, is actually a fusion. And what a fusion is when two gems become one.
Uh-oh. So they have
a physical embodiment of one gem. So if you, like, know, like, crystals and stuff, like, Garnet is, like, a ruby and a sapphire, basically. So there's a ruby and a sapphire. I feel like this is so complicated.
No, I think I'm getting it. That's the thing.
I feel like if you haven't seen the show, it's kind of hard to wrap your brain around just explaining. But so there's a ruby and a sapphire, and when they're, like, souls, like, are in sync, they can become the physical embodiment of one gem, so, like, one person. So Garnet is essentially the physical embodiment of two gems who are in love. But Steven discovers this when they are on, like, a battleship, like, in space, because they all get kidnapped and, like, taken to space to be taken back to Homeworld. And Garnet is like, nuh-uh, I'm not gonna let that happen.
Yeah.
And they separate the two gems, but they get back together and they defeat the captain of the ship. And this is the fight song. So this is Stronger Than You by Steven Universe Cast, but it's really sung by Estelle, the voice of Garnet. So this is Stronger Than You.
The this is Garnet, back together. And I'm never going down at the hands of the likes of you, because I'm so much better. And every part of me is saying go get her. The two of us ain't gonna follow your rules. Come at me without any of your fancy tools. Let's go, just me and you. Let's go, just one on two. Go ahead and try and hit me if you're able. Can't you see that my relationship is stable? I can see you hate the way we intermingle, but I think you're just mad cause you're single. And you're not gonna stop what we made together. We are gonna stay like this forever. If you break us apart, we'll just come back newer. And we'll always be twice the gem that you are. I am a again, cause I am a feeling, and I will never end, and I won't let you hurt my planet, and I won't let you hurt my friends. Go ahead and try and hit me if you're able. Can't you see that my relationship is stable? I know you think I'm not something you're afraid of, cause you think that you've seen what I'm made of, but I am even more than the two of them. Everything they care about is what I am. I am their fury, I am their patience, I am a conversation. I am a and it's stronger than you.
That was Stronger Than You by Estelle from Steven Universe. And I mean, like, obviously I think you can tell that those songs are written to be like in a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
But I think part of the reason I like it is because it is very musical theater-y in the sense of like, they don't sing every episode, but it'll be like every other episode there'll be like a song that's like, this helps to kind of drive the plot forward.
I like it. Yeah. That's how, did you ever watch My Little Pony? Did you?
Girl, did I?
Yeah!
Did I?
Oh my god, wait! I thought you were about to judge me, and I was like, oh my god, please don't. I love the songs in My Little Pony!
Oh my god.
If we do a My Little Pony episode, is that so brony and cringe of us?
I think it's okay.
Okay.
I think the era of brony is past, and I think... I actually saw, like, on TikTok, a lot of people who, like, went as, like, My Little Pony characters for Halloween.
Aww.
And I would, like, really want to do that.
Okay, I'm
like,
doing I that.
Saw
I'll do
someone
that with you.
Go as Princess Celestia and Luna.
Oh, my gosh! You and I could totally pull that off.
We could.
You could totally be Luna.
I would be Luna.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
No, I love... Okay, so... Even though we're battling, we have a common ground.
Yeah.
Which is My Little Pony.
Also, yeah, sorry, sidetrack.
No, okay.
I asked Chloe off the air, but she didn't tell me her answer. I wanted her to save it for when we were on air. Who do you think I am?
Oh my gosh, I actually... Okay, wait. I actually can't decide. I feel like it's...
Are there choices?
Yeah. You could also be like...
If you say freaking... Oh, sorry. If you say Steven...
No, I wasn't going to say Steven.
I was like, please.
Actually, no. I know who you are, and I think you're one of the human characters.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Maybe like Connie.
Okay, Connie.
Connie is human... No. Actually, I know who you are. I know who you are.
Tell me.
You are Stevani, which is the fusion between Steven and Connie.
Ooh. Oh. Steven's in there.
A little bit. I'm sorry, but no. Okay, so Connie is Steven's best friend and later love interest.
Oh.
And she's a human, but she learns, she gets trained by Pearl how to fight and, like, sword fight and all this stuff. And then
ooh.
Steven and Connie figure out that they can fuse. And Stevani is this kind of, she's a baddie. I mean, she, like, fights. She, like, explores space.
Hey.
And...
I never claimed to be, but thank you.
She has, like, Steven's, like, childhood wonder, but she has Connie's, like, matureness and intelligence.
Ooh, I like that.
So that's you. That's you.
Thank you.
But if you were a gem, maybe lapis lazuli, but she is kind of, like, infamous for, like, being really sad and having a lot of trauma, so not that part.
I'm not too sad too often, I'll be honest, but I like it.
But, yeah. So I would maybe just... Yeah. Maybe if you're a gem, maybe lapis.
Okay. Thank you. I like those. I think those are compliments. So.
Yeah. No, lapis is my favorite character.
Oh, yeah? Aw.
But she does have... That's she so has cute. A lot of hardships that she goes through. But she, like, grows in the end and, like, becomes, like, a really good character. I love her a lot.
Love her.
This song is dedicated to my love, Pearl. Pearl has a lot of flaws. She has a lot of faults. But, like, overall, she's, like, very, very overprotective. A lot of the times, she'll, like, put other people before herself. She put Rose before herself. She put Steven before herself. Like, she... Like, a Pearl's purpose on Homeworld is made to serve another gem. Is, like, made to serve a master. And she was in love with Rose Quartz, and Rose Quartz chose Greg, Steven's dad, over her.
Oh, no!
So this song is kind of about that, but it's also kind of... There's literally a line in the song where she goes, I fell in love with a war, and Pearl always talks about how during the revolution, like, the revolutionary gem war, she was, like, in the field, she was, like, slaying, she was, like, at her prime, and I think she kind of never recovered from the fact that it's over, and, like, her prime time is over. So this is A Pearl by Mitski. That was A Pearl by Mitski. I think Pearl is very Mitski-coded. She's just... I love her. She's so sad, but, like, so sweet. She's not so sad, but she just has a lot of things she needs to get over. I love her. People don't understand her, but I love her.
That's that's so sad.
This is like not the theme song, because Megan previously expressed her hatred
for
the theme song. So
his voice is just
No, it is a little annoying. I actually didn't play any songs that Steven sang, because I do understand like him singing.
Just the way he says gems in the the very intro is na-na-na-na, gems. Oh my gosh, piercing.
I'm sure my parents can relate to that, me watching it all the time. But this is this is the end credits song. Oops. And this is by the creator of the show. She sings it, she wrote it. She wrote all the music on the show. She's so talented. I'm obsessed with her. Rebecca Sugar. Ugh. So this is Love Like You by Rebecca Sugar.
If I could begin to be half of what you think of me, I could do about anything. I could even learn how to love. When I see the way you act, wondering when I'm coming back, I could do about anything. I could even learn how to love like you. If I could begin to do something that does right by you, I would do about anything. I would even learn how to love. When I see the way you look, shaken by how long it took, I could do about anything. I could even learn how to love.
That was Love Like You by Rebecca Sugar, the creator of Steven Universe. That concludes the Steven Universe part of the show. I ran over time a little bit, Megan. But yeah, so that was my pitch with music for why you should love Steven Universe and why you should watch Steven Universe. And now Megan is going to talk about Julie and the Phantom.
My sisters, if they are listening, they are probably so annoyed, but I love this show. My friends in high school actually showed me this show, and my younger sister too. And so it's crazy that she would hate me for loving this show so much, because she pitched it to me. But Julie and the Phantoms is basically just a cutesy little show. It's rated G, so it really is for children. It was directed by Kenny Ortega, who also did Descendants and High School
musical the series.
Yep. But so I had tried to convince my boyfriend to watch Julie and the Phantoms, because he's a big High School Musical fan, and which doesn't necessarily mean that he's a Kenny Ortega fan, but I told him that he would totally like it. So it's basically about this girl. Her name is Julie, and her mother had passed, and so she's just trying to find herself and get over not really get over it, but just find her happiness again. And she and her mom used to write songs together and play music together all the time. So Julie's a music student, But she's been struggling to play music ever since her mom passed away. So she gets kicked out of the music program, which is all she really does is music.
No.
But she hasn't done it in so long, so they kick her out. And she's just trying to find, like, her joy again. So her dad and her brother and her all decide that they should move. Like, they should move houses so she's not no longer in that house that they knew their mom in. But her dad makes her go through the little garage, which is just kind of like a studio that her mom turned into, like, to where she does her music. And so Julie's cleaning out the this, like, box that her mom gave her. And there's a CD for a band called Sunset Curve. So she puts it in the music player and she starts playing it. And then these three boys just randomly appear.
And, oh, my God.
Their names are Luke, Reggie, and Alex. And they are a band who had died in the 90s. And it's a really silly how they died, but I'll say more after that. But this is a song by Sunset Curve from the Julie and the Phantoms cast. This is called Now or Never. So, yeah, that was Now or Never by Sunset Curve, but from the Julie and the Phantoms cast. The whole idea is that these three boys are ghosts, and they play music, and they just want to keep playing music for all of eternity. But the way that they died... So, well, flashback, actually, to the band. Sunset Curve was going to be playing at the Orpheum, which is this big hall, like...
Is it
I don't
real,
know, concert hall?
I
think it might be made up. I'm not actually sure. But they were going to play at the Orpheum, and they basically sold out, and it was a whole thing where everyone who plays here, like, becomes somebody, you know? Like, this is the next step, and then we're going to be famous. And then three of the four boys, because Sunset Curve was four boys, and they're... Oh, what was... His name was... Bobby. He was their rhythm guitarist. He stayed behind to flirt with this girl, and the three boys went to go get what they call street dogs, which are just hot dogs out of the trunk of a car. And there's a line where one of them, I think it's Alex goes, oh, that's a new taste. And then Luke says, hey, street dogs haven't killed us yet. And then they died. So,
they died from eating hot dogs?
Yeah, they died from eating hot dogs. Which is such like a child show, like a children's show, yeah. Like death.
That's
but,
so funny.
Yeah, so they died from eating hot dogs and they never got to perform at the Orpheum. But they meet Julie and they kind of try to convince her to start like playing. Well, they just want to get stay out of her hair. But yeah. She says, you guys can just stay in the studio, whatever, like mm-hmm. if you guys are ghosts. She doesn't believe that they're ghosts at first, but yeah. Then she comes back around to it. And then she just decides to let them stay at the studio and like just not mm-hmm. make a ruckus, not make a noise. But then the next day, she kind of is feeling like called to playing music again. And she finds this song on the piano that her mom had written for her that she hadn't seen yet.
Aww.
And she magically and beautifully plays it perfectly by just reading the lead sheet. And
sight reading.
This is that song. It's called Wake Up.
Here's one thing I want you to know. You got someplace to go. Life's a test, yes, but you go toe-to-toe. You don't give up, no, you grow. And you use your pain, cause it makes you you. Though I wish I could hold you through it. I know it's not the same, you got living to do. And I just want you to do it. So get up, get out, relight that spark. You know the rest by heart. Them in the eye, no reason not to try. Life can be a mess, I won't let it cloud my mind. I let my fingers fly, and I use the pain, cause it's part of me, and I'm ready to power through it. Gonna find the strength, find the melody, cause you showed me how to do it. Get up, get out, relight that spark. You know the rest by heart.
So that is Wake Up by Julie. That's Julie's voice that you just heard. That song always, like, It made me cry when I first watched it, because it's just, it's kind of an emotional watch, because they kind of talk about, like, grief and stuff in a way that's, like, digestible to kids. But still, it's, I don't know, I like that show. I like the show a lot, and I like that song. But boys...
I almost teared up.
Oh, really?
That was really sweet. That was really good.
But so that song, Julie's singing by herself, or so she thinks she's by herself, but really the three boys, Alex, Reggie, and Luke, are spying, and they hear that they say she absolutely shreds on piano, and that she just has a beautiful voice. So they really want to, like, sing with her, and they want her to, like, be in the band, basically. But they don't exist, so it's a whole thing. But at one point, Julie, she hears music in the studio, and they're all having dinner, and Julie's dad is like, "What is that? Like, why is there music?" So she runs out, and she's like, "Guys, you're playing too loud." And they're shocked that people can even hear them, because they're ghosts. Mm-hmm. So, like, we don't know why only Julie can see them either. That is a plot hole that I don't know, but they only stuck around for one season, so I don't think we'll ever know. But yeah.
It's a one season show.
Yeah, they ended on a cliffhanger. They were supposed to come back for season two, but it never got picked up.
I hate when that happens. That's actually, like, my biggest...
It sucked. I think they were gonna run... Kenny Ortega said he wanted to run for, like, five seasons, which I think is too much, but he said how he wanted it to end in the long run, but he never said, like, the plot that he wanted to end with, or, like, the mm-hmm. what was to come. But I don't know. There's fan fictions out there that could complete the story for you. But So basically the boys discover that they can be heard but not seen when they play by themselves. So they just go out and they play some songs for, like, the beach and stuff. And Luke is the main guy. He's, like, the lead singer, and he's also lead guitarist. And Reggie and Alex are feeling pretty discouraged. They're like, no one can see us. What's the point of us playing? And Luke's like, the point isn't to be seen. The point is to be heard. So they start playing music on the beach just to, like, you know.
How creepy would that be, though? You're walking down the beach, and you're like, where is this music coming from?
Like,
90s pop rock song coming.
Literally.
It's haunting me.
But, yeah, so it's a weird concept. But, once the boys, like, discover that they can be heard and stuff like that, they like to play music around, and they try to convince Julie that she should rejoin the music program now that she can play music again. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, it's too late. They already kicked me out. And Luke convinces her that she should just go for it. Just go and play for them. And then they'll see that they can't let her go because she's so amazing. So she plays this song. I don't think I actually cued it, but she plays a song called Bright. And it's one that Luke wrote, and he gave it to her, and he said, you know what, you can have this. Like, you can play this song. So she plays a song, and then the boys join her just as backups. But then they start realizing as they're performing for the whole school that people can see them. And then when the song ends, they disappear.
So people can see them if they're singing with Joe.
Yes! Oh,
that's such a cool concept.
Right? It's cute. And so... Mm. There's a bit of a love story between Luke and Julie because they're both the songwriters. And this song, it's called Edge of Great. This is my favorite one from the whole show. It's basically kind of a turning point for, like, their relationship, just because they, like, it's really, like, a moment where they're, like, singing together. You can't hear it in the song, but it's a cute moment. So this is Edge of Great by Julie and the Phantoms.
Running from the past, tripping on the now, but as lost can be found, it's obvious. And like a rubber ball, we come bouncing back. We all got a second act inside of us. Just stepping stones to take us where we wanna go. It's never straight. No. Sometimes you gotta lean on someone else to get a little help until we find our way. I believe.
tripping on the now. What is lost can be found. It's obvious.
So yes, that was. I realize I end after every song I say so yes, which so I need yes. to stop. But yeah, so Julie and Luke kind of have a little bit of a like romance, but he's not real and he's a ghost. So they like
that happens.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. But Luke actually has a pretty like sad backstory.
More than just the hot dog?
Yes, more than just the hot dog. He actually left his family to go be in the band. His parents didn't really want him being in like a rock band because they saw it as like, I don't know, like not a good way to live, and they saw it as like a dangerous route or whatever. But so he completely was like homeless, and he was living in the studio that they ended up showing back up in Julie's mom's studio. Mm-hmm. So he like was on his own, and he never got to say some things to his mom. Like he like, you know, he left his dad as well, but the one thing he really regretted in life was like skipping out on his mom. And so he wrote this song that Julie thought was for another girl, and so she was all like, who is this, who is that? But turns out he wrote this song for his mom. It's called Unsaid Emily, and aww. It's just all the things that he never got to say to his mom. So this is Unsaid Emily by Luke from Julie and the Phantoms.
First things first, we start the scene in reverse. All of the lights rehearsed disappear from my mind. When things got loud, one of us running out. I should have turned around, but I had too much pride. No time for goodbyes, didn't get to apologize. Pieces of the clock, the lies broken. If I could take us back, if I could just do that, and write in every empty space the words I love you in, replace it every time we're not erased. If you could only know, I'd never let you go. And the words I most regret are the ones I never meant to leave. Unsaid Emily. Silent days, mysteries and mistakes. Would be the first to break. Guess we're alive that way. He said, she said, conversations in my head, and that's just where they're gonna stay forever. If I could take us back, if I could just do that, right in every empty space, the words I love you in replace. And every time would not erase me. If you could only know, I never let you go. And the words I most regret are the ones I never meant to leave. Said Emily. If I could take us back, if I could just do that, write in every empty space the words I love you in, replace them every time when not erasing me. If you could only know, I never let you go. And the words I most regret are the ones I never.
meant to leave. And said Emily.
That was Unsaid Emily from Julie and the Phantoms, which, that song I just love, love, love. It's so sad, but
I really liked it.
I saw, like, a fan theory that was, like, well, it wasn't really a fan theory. It was just kind of, like, someone pointed out, because in that, they kind of do a flashback of when Luke's mom and dad find out that he died. And, oh, my gosh, it's so heartbreaking. Because, you know, it's so silly, like, they died because they ate hot dogs. But, She died. No, she thinks, well, hold on. How am I trying to say this?
Where are you going?
She thought when Luke died that he died not having any food, that he had to eat a hot dog that he found on the street and it killed him. And that makes me so sad.
Megan's like
that
crying.
He was like, she's like hungry. And his mom. Oh my gosh! I'm actually gonna cry.
There's actually tears in her eyes right now. She's getting really sad about.
It's so sad. Oh my gosh!
I understand that.
I love it, and he's so cute too. He's the cute one in the pictures that we posted on Instagram. Oh,
he was cute. I agree.
Cute people don't deserve to die. No one deserves to die, but
Megan 2024. Cute people don't deserve to die.
Cancel. Oh my gosh! But no, he's just that makes me so sad. When I saw that, I literally cried. Well, as you saw that, I just cried here too. But fans didn't, so whatever. But
I exposed you a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't mind. Everyone's seen me cry. But this next song and last song, we're going to go over a little bit, but this last song is called Finally Free from Julie and the Phantoms. This is the second time the band fully performs together, and they kind of escape. They break Julie out of her house because she gets grounded, and so she goes to perform this song and gets recruited by a producer.
On fire, we're no liars, so we say what we wanna say. I'm awakened, no more faking, so we push all our fears away. Don't know if I'll make it, cause I'm falling under. Close my eyes and feel my chest beating like thunder.
Hands up if you believe in soul.
But yes, that was Finally Free from Julian the Phantoms, and this has been Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Radio. Tune in next week
for a surprise show.
Surprise show that we haven't decided yet. But, well, who do you think won, Chloe?
I think it was mutual.
I think it was mutual too.
We posted a poll
on
Instagram. If you want to choose a winner, if we find that we have a winner, we could announce the winner. If you vote. So go vote.
Yeah, go vote.
Go vote on the Instagram story. Mm-hmm. If you want to.
If yet. No, just do it.
But yeah.
Happy Monday. Have a good week.
Thanks for tuning in.
Next week, 10 a.m.